Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter. Welcome, everybody. So, how many of us have asked the universe for something and didn't get it, and then we think that the universe may be out to get us, or doesn't have our backs, or doesn't ever listen to us? But what if it's not the universe? What if it's us? Are you getting in your own way? Sometimes. And this is what we are exploring today, my friends, on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And I am so grateful you are here. You know, I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, an intuitive empowerment coach, and a few other certifications because I think I'm a certification addict. But, you know, there's worse things to be addicted to. I love education and learning and exploring. I'm always curious about things, aren't you? I know you are. That's why you're here. And that's why it's the exploration of wonder. What are you wondering about? What are you curious about? What are you wanting to explore in this amazing universe that we live in? If you have an idea or suggestion for a show topic, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. I would love to hear what you have to say, what you are wondering about, what you're curious about. Because I guarantee I am too. And then I guarantee it's not just the two of us. All right, my friends. So today we are exploring, and I laugh because this topic of are you getting in your own way is personal and it's universally experienced. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, there's a reason we throw around the word self-sabotage, right? Which, by the way, spoiler alert, I'm not talking about self-sabotage. I don't actually like that phrase because I think it's become like white noise or an excuse that people have and just kind of throw it away. It's like, oh, I'm just self-sabotaging. And then they don't actually address what's going on. So today I'm going to be talking about putting things in like stumbling blocks and putting things like roadblocks, things to slow us down our path. To hinder our growth or whatever it is. So you will not hear the word self-sabotage again from me in this show. I will not say those words. And I even looked up the definition of sabotage, and original definition of sabotage had to come with employees like rioting and breaking machinery. What? It doesn't even really work with what we're talking about. So this will be the last time you hear self-sabotage in this show. So spoiler alert. Okay. So, and I find this thing of getting in your own way, hindering your growth, slowing yourself down, fairly interesting. And I know a lot of us do too, because, it seems counterintuitive, right? It seems illogical. As Spock would say from Star Trek, it's illogical to stop yourself. But we do. Sometimes we do. And there's a myriad of reasons. And I have a lot of those reasons. Because, you know, what I like to do in my shows is get into the energy of why we're doing it or creating it. And then always tips on how to shift and change it. I won't leave you hanging. I don't just like smear your face with the mud of the problem and then go, good luck. You know me, I always have tips at the end of how to shift and change that energy. Because for me, it is all about the energy. And this is a big, big, big part of what we're talking about today with are you getting in your own way? And if you see a little bit of white fluff, it's my cat here joining, by the way. I don't just have random critters. And there she goes. So with this, are you getting in your own way? It's really about the energy, because as much as I love visuals, we're not actually like going out to run a race and then putting like, okay, I'm going to put a stop block here so I can trip over this and then put a stop block here so I can, you have to go around it long ways and cost more time. No, it's, but we do that energetically. We actually will do that energetically. Okay. And I get it. We get so frustrated with this, right? Because we have our dreams, our goals, our targets, our desires, our aspirations for happy life, happy job, some creative project that you've been desiring to do. I have a few books that have been unwritten on my shelf for a long time, is all I'm going to say. Okay, so it's like, why do we do this? Because here's the pisser of the whole situation is some of those desires, we have the ability to choose it. And we think we're choosing it, and yet we don't. Or we have the ability, we have the resources, we have the know-how, right? We have the tools, and yet we don't. And that's the place where people go, oh, well, it's just self-sabotage. Oops, sorry, I said it again. But people say self-sabotage, but like I said, that's turned into white noise and an excuse. People just throw it away, and they're like, oh, it's sabotage. Okay, but what are you going to do about it? Okay. And what's most often curious about this is it's not an external barrier, it's not a lack of opportunity, but it's something more insidious. Don't you love that word? I don't know why I love that word insidious. It's like insidious. It's a horrible word. It means it's like it gets in around the cracks and kind of grows. It's like that creepy crawling vine that just finds a crack and gets in, and then before you know it, you're like, you know, this vine is all over the place. So, but it's insidious because it's internal. Okay. And we've not actually been trained and taught very much to look internally. We've always been looked to see what the external reasons are for not choosing something, for not being something, for not having something. Because let's face it, my friends, we love to shift the blame, meaning it's not my problem, it's you. I should do a show on that, right? Where it's like getting to the core of, actually, this is the show. Welcome to that show where we are actually having the bravery to look internally to see what's stopping us instead of looking externally for somebody else or something else to blame. Because how many of us love someone or something else to blame, right? We're like, oh, well, I would do that if they would give me a chance. Or I would have more money if they would pay me more. Or they're stopping me. I mean, parents, friends, the universe, evil forces. We love to blame other things. There's a certain comfort in blaming other things because it takes bravery and a certain amount of badassness, like you're awesome, to be able to look internally, see what's going on, and then not judge yourself for it. Because I'm going to say it straightforward right now, my friend. Everything I'm talking about is not to get you to judge you. If you're judging you in any way in this, stop it. Okay? It's not about judgment. It's about getting us present with where we're functioning from so that we can make another choice. And if we judge ourselves for what we've been doing, we put another stumbling block in. Yay! Another way to make stumbling blocks. Okay, maybe not, right? Nah. So don't judge. Be aware. Okay? And if you do find yourself judging you, because I get it. I've done it. Those moments where we would go, wow, that was dumbass. Dumb move. Dumb. Clear it. You have so many tools out there to clear shift the energy. Pick one. Use it. And remember, the choice is actually superior to the judgment. So you can find yourself judging and you can go simply like, I'm done with that. Done. End scene. The scene of judgment, end, right? So this isn't about you judging. It's about getting you to the place of where you ask for something. I'm going to create this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to be this. And it doesn't come to fruition. And we've been looking outside. What if that's the wrong direction? Let's look at ourselves today to see what may be going on internally. And yes, sometimes it can be outside forces. I'm not excluding that. But more often than not, it's internal. It's that insidiousness, right? And so let's get into what I mean by getting in your own way and why we do it and some common ways that we do it. Okay. Well, what's interesting is, you know, and I've been studying a lot of psychology and quantum physics because apparently I'm not enough of a nerd. And our brains are wired for survival and safety. It just is. Our brains are wired to keep our body and therefore our universe and life in survival and safety. A lot of the things we've learned in evolution, like it's better in groups because then you have more people to get you against charging dinosaurs or anything like that, or right, you'll find more, you, even though you need more food with a group, you tend to have more food with a group. It's really interesting. And so some of those evolutionary tendencies stuck, right? One of them is the survival and safety thing. I won't get into it a whole lot, but I always like to summarize it with, we get comfortable in our uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is we have something that we don't want. A lack of money, a not healthy relationship, something like that, and it sucks, and we want to change it, but we know it. It hasn't beaten us yet. Day to day, day in, day out, we know how to handle it. We know where to go with it. We know our role in it. And so even though it's uncomfortable situations, we get comfortable in that uncomfortable, and we know it, okay? And it becomes our comfort zone. As weird as that sounds, it becomes our comfort zone, all right? And so what's interesting about this is so often the unknown is undesirable, even if that unknown is something better, something dynamic, something you have been asking for. How many of us will just reject it because we don't know it yet? Well, most of my shows is actually about getting us to know that energy of whatever it is we ask for, so that when it shows up, we welcome it like an old friend, a familiar confidant, like, hello, energy. Yes, let's create all the money and the life and the excitingness that we have, okay? And so one of the big ways of getting out of our own way is to get comfortable in the uncomfortable of the new, okay? To be able to look and see, okay, so this might not be known yet, but I'm going this direction. And I get this, and I had a session with somebody recently, and actually several sessions with several people because it comes up a lot. And so if you're my client listening and think it's you, it's probably not, because I get this a lot. They use past reference points to be able, they think to be able to create the future. And those are those places where it's like, well, this worked last time. I lost all this weight last time. I'm going to do this again. Well, when I emailed my database, this is the result I got. Or when I talk to my boss in this way, this is the result I got. And that's a result that's good, so I'm going to do that again. But the problem is, my friend, you are constantly shifting and changing. The universe is constantly shifting and changing. And so when we try to look backwards to try to create the future, it doesn't actually work. So you have to be able to take a step towards the unknown and go, hey, let's see if this works. Let's see if we go this other direction. Let's see if I don't email my database. Let's see if I email my database on a different day. Let's see if I eat a different way than last time and if I lose weight that way, or if I go to a different doctor, or there's so many. It's like, you know, we're going to go to a break soon, and I'm really going to invite you during the break to look at those places that we have made so comfortable that we refuse to change it, because this is one of the biggest stumbling blocks, which is why I put it right in the front. We get so comfortable with what we know, the area of our life, the relationships, the amount of money, the body, however it is, we get so comfortable in that, that anything new is scary. And it comes with this wired for survival and safety, Because, like I said, even if it's not what we desire, it's known. So how many places, well, first, are you doing it? Most of us are somewhere. And then where are you doing it? Okay. Get that awareness of like, oh, crap, you know what? I work with a lot of people with money, and they're like, well, I'm barely getting by. I really wish this would change. But they know the hustle. They know the hustle. And then somewhere underneath, they're like, if I don't hustle, if I had enough money, I wouldn't have to hustle. And then I wouldn't have money. So they don't allow themselves enough money to keep themselves hustling so that they barely have enough money. I know it doesn't make sense, but I also know a lot of you followed that because that's how we do with this kind of situation. Okay. So we're going to go to our break, but please look at this. Where are you so comfortable that you're not allowing the shift and change to occur that you're asking for? Because it's the scary unknown. And it's really interesting. It takes a great amount of vulnerability to really look at that and go, you know what? Yeah, I am stopping myself because I don't know what the next step is, but I know how this is. All right, my friends, what are we doing? We're listening or watching The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I'm so grateful you are here. Because if you weren't here, I'd just be talking to myself, and I do that enough. So I'm really grateful that you're here, that we can have a chat and explore this amazing thing that we do of getting in our own way, you know, because it can show up as that voice, that whisper in your ear that says, you're not ready. If you do this, what if you fail? And then that one we were just talking about with the you're comfortable in the uncomfortable known, and so you're afraid to step out into the uncomfortable unknown. Oh, my friends, please know that if you're listening to this, you're already shifting and changing it, because it's energy. It's always about energy. And if you weren't ready to shift and change this, if you didn't have the capacity to shift and change this, you wouldn't have been attracted to this show today. So thank you for pushing play and joining me on this exploration. Okay. So it's all about the energy, right? I keep talking about the energy. You should turn me into a drinking game. And every time I say energy in any show, you'd be drunk. Just saying. Because it is. It's all about the energy. And so what are some more common ways that we get in our own way, stop ourselves, put out those roadblocks, those stumbling blocks? Because what's interesting is a lot of people think that getting in our own way is only about stopping us. Sometimes it's about slowing us down. And sometimes we try to slow ourselves down so other people can catch up. So we can take people with us. It's an interesting, crazy thing, but we do it. How often do we slow ourselves down, our progress, our achievements, to not make somebody else feel uncomfortable, to wait for them, to like, we're going to go do this together and I'm going to lose them if I get too far away in my accomplishments or anything like that. If you change too much, you're going to lose them. This is not their fault. Okay. I am not making them wrong, because most of the time they don't even know they're asking it of us, or they're not asking it of us. We're just assuming that they're asking it of us, or we just think like, I'm going to be kind and not outdistance them. Well, first of all, please inspire them and everybody else with the life you live, which would be a great invitation. Is living your life to the fullest, it's a great invitation than like, okay, I'm going to slow down and just walk here until you catch up. And again, that's another external, like, it's their fault. No, sorry. Still us. We're choosing this, okay? So please don't slow yourself down waiting for somebody else, because I guarantee it, I've seen it with myself. I've seen it with so many clients over the years. The second they give up trying to slow down to wait for somebody else, they both speed up. It's crazy. Because, I mean, how many, it might be going on for them too. So you have both of you slowing yourself down, waiting for the other person, and you're both waiting. Well, you know what? Give that up. Give up waiting and just choose and go. And like I said, I've seen it so many times where then the other person chose and went as well. It's fun. It's energy. All right. Another way that we tend to get in our own way is, and this is a fun one, and I think you guys know sometimes when I say a fun one, it's like a duck and cover one, because incoming. This one will take an amount of vulnerability, but so you want to ask yourself, is there any reason you might not want what you ask for? I could do a whole show just on this, because there's so many varied energies to it. Often, we will slow ourselves down or stop ourselves because we have been told that we should want something, right? Like, oh, I want a spouse and a family. That's what my life is supposed to look like. But I just can't seem to find anyone to marry. I can't seem to keep a relationship. Well, if you've been told that's what you want, but it's not actually what you want, it's never going to show up. You're going to stop yourself. You're actually going to put in those stumbling blocks, ways to keep you from going, because you're like, well, I don't want that. So let me do the pretense of doing it. And then I'll just be like, oh, I just stopped myself. Brilliant, by the way, because truly the only person who can stop you is you. And so that's one reason of like, one of the reasons you may not want what you ask for is because somebody told you you're supposed to want it. And then you're like, but I actually don't. Okay. But then there's other reasons as well. One that comes up interestingly a lot in my sessions, which I find interesting, is people will come to me wanting to lose weight. And they won't choose it. They'll stop themselves. They'll cheat on their diet, or you know, whatever it is, right? They'll stop themselves. And so when we start looking at the energy of it, the number of people who are like, well, I don't want to get skinny because then I'm afraid I'll cheat on my spouse. Whoops. Or it's friend, I'm afraid I'll be a big slut. Whoops. Okay. So in that, it's like they say and they go through the motions of like, I'm trying to lose weight. But energetically underneath, they're like, but if I lose weight, I'll be out of control one way or the another. So people stop that. Okay. So you stop yourself because you don't want to be out of control. It's actually one of the ways that you keep yourself in control. Not just weight, money, there's a ton of things, right? That we would maybe not, we would ask for, but then say we're, and say we're looking, trying to do it, but then we stop ourselves to control ourselves because we think if we get what we're asking for, we'll be out of control. Okay. And there's a whole other version of out of control that I fully support. Another show. So you have to look at truth. Do you want what you're asking for? Okay. And another thing I see is with money, and I hit the weight and money because that's a big thing that people do, common occurrences. Some people say, oh, I want money. But then they stop themselves for whatever, however you stop yourself. But a lot of people stop yourself from too much money because it's too much responsibility. I've heard this so often. I've even heard it out of my own mouth one time when I went, pfft, no. It's like we were talking, my friends and I were talking one time about winning the lottery. And I could see the progression of the energy because they're like, oh, if we won the lottery, wow. And oh my gosh, if we won 500 million, then would we get a lawyer? Chunk. Oh, how much would be taxes? Chunk. Would the IRS come after us? Chunk. And it's like they had all of these things. And you could see every time they were like, huh, I wonder if I'd have to get a lawyer. Poof, stumbling block from creating it. Would people want me just for my money? Poof, stumbling block from creating it. Okay, so start looking at these ways. It's like, so they said, oh, I want to win the lottery. And then too much responsibility for too much money. And so they don't do that. And not just with winning the lottery, but it's like I work with a lot of clients who are doing a business. And we'll get to the core. It's like, well, if I had too many clients, I would be responsible for their lives. I don't have that ability. So no money there. Or if I had too much money, I wouldn't hustle. I would leave all my clients behind. It's really interesting the things, the stumbling blocks, chunk, 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 that we put in front of ourselves to stop us from having things that we say we desire and we truly may. That's the thing. We may truly desire this, but if we don't want part of it, we'll stop it. Like too much responsibility for too much money. Right. Or my favorite, my mom and I used to kid all the time, kid and not kid, because it would be like, that old, if you have too much money, you become evil or right. It's like you're too much power corrupts, too much money corrupts, that kind of stuff. My mom and I used to always joke and not joke and be like, okay, universe, we're willing to be tested if we would be evil with too much money. Come on in. Any of the rest of you willing to try to see if you would be evil with too much money? Cool, right? I'm assuming you're raising your hand with me. Yeah. Okay, universe, all of us right now, we are so willing to have so much money that other people might think we're evil, but we know we're not, right? All right. So, the next one, and we kind of touched on this a little bit, is limiting beliefs. Okay. Those deeply ingrained assumptions we hold about ourselves. About others, about the world, which then we restrict ourselves with it. It's that I'm not smart enough, I'm not creative enough, I don't deserve success, it's too late for me. I hear that one all the time. It's too late for me, I'm too old, please. I'm not good with fill in the blank, money, people, responsibility, that kind of stuff. People, and this is my favorite, people don't like me to achieve things. What? That's again, outside blaming instead of looking internally. And then it's sister of people like me don't achieve things. People like you achieve things all the time. And here's the thing, we actually kind of need to redefine achieve because how much of achieve we think is only one way of like this miraculous heaven opened an angel sing achievement. But how many of us achieve to keep our limitations every day? Right? Look at that. Play on words, but really. How many of us achieve keeping our limitations and our limiting beliefs every single day? Yay! Crap. Okay, but these limiting beliefs are huge ones, huge stumbling blocks that we put in our way. And these are just a few off the top of my head of things that we do. People might find me. That's an interesting one, too. It's like, oh, my gosh, people might find me. Well, there's a whole other set of cobwebs of why that is a good thing or a bad thing. But do you have any limiting beliefs around yourself? Do you have any limiting beliefs of why you think you're not good enough or can't have it or can't achieve it or shouldn't have it, shouldn't achieve it, or anything like that? So we're going to go to our next commercial break. So I'm going to leave you with the limiting beliefs, but please do look at that during the commercial break. What limiting beliefs about yourself are you using to keep you small, to keep you in that comfortable, uncomfortable known, instead of stepping into the new, uncomfortable, and exciting, right? So what are some of your limiting beliefs that are turning into those stumbling blocks? Yay! Sarcastic clap. Yay! What are some of your limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck and not actually getting what you've asked for? All right, my friends, what are we doing? We are listening. You think I would know, right? I'm the one talking. All right. But you are listening or watching to the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network with me, your host, Danielle. And I'm so grateful for that you are here. And if you have a topic that you are curious about that you would like to explore with me, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com, danielle.com, and let me know. All right, my friends, we are going to take this break and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we are exploring, are you getting in your own way? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, honestly, we do. So do I. But the key is getting the energy of it and perceiving what's going on and then making different choices. So right now we are still going through some of the common ways that we get in our own way. And then I have some tips of how to get around it, how to go beyond it after this. So here's the next one. Are you trying to receive with specific parameters or conditions? Have you defined how it's supposed to look like when it shows up? This is a dynamic one, my friends. I see a lot of people doing. They're like, okay, I would like $1 million, but only if it comes from inheritance, excuse me, or only if it comes from my job, or only if it comes like legally, or only if it comes like, we have so many different parameters of how it's going to show up, or that it's going to show up in It has to show up this month. And if it doesn't show up this month, screw it. We have so many different parameters and conditions about how things show up. It's a wonder we ever receive anything, honestly. Okay, and it's not just with money. It's like, okay, I'll allow my body to lose weight, but only if I get to eat whatever I want and not move my body, and yeah. Good luck with that, by the way. Good luck. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, and don't even get me started on bodies. I have shows on that, classes on that. Go check that out. But there's so many, it's like, how many parameters and stipulations do you have on what you're asking for? Have you already defined how it's going to show up? And this is an interesting one because I also encourage visualization, playing with the quantum field to pull those molecules into existence of the future that you are asking for. But it's also that fine line of pulling those molecules and particles into existence of the future that you're asking for, but also not making it so specific that the universe can't deliver more to you. Because just like with money, when you're like, hey, you know what? I want $1 million. And the universe is like, great, I had 5 million for you, but all right, here's one. Okay, well, what if we could have 5? We have to leave wiggle room for the universe to deliver more. But if we have too many parameters or conditions to how things show up, we're not going to get it. Okay. Here's one. Fear of failure or fear of success. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on fear of failure because I think we all get that. What if I do this and I fail? Well, I can't remember my quote. I should have looked it up, but I didn't think about it till right now. It's something like shoot for the stars because even if – no, it's like shoot for the moon, but even if you fail, you'll still land among the stars or something like that. What if we reframe failure? Because I like that Einstein, like, he did 1,000 ways to make a light bulb. 999 didn't work. One way did work. And so people go, well, he failed 999 times. And he's like, no, I discovered 999 ways to not make a light bulb. It's not a failure. Okay. So, excuse me. So I'm not going to go into a lot of the fear of failure. I think you guys know that. We love to claim that one. I'm afraid I'll fail. Well, if you don't start, you're right, you will. But if you start, you'll never fail. Ooh, that's a good one. If you never start, you will fail. But if you start, you'll never fail. I like it. All right. I amuse myself, if nothing else. All right. But let's more talk about the fear of success. Because that one is in that illogical, doesn't make sense. But how many of us have it? I know this one dynamically. I've had it in the past. Okay. Again, it comes on like how much responsibility would he have? Would it be too much of a shift in who we know we are? And then would other people be able to recognize it? Would we lose our friends, our family, our relationship? And so many times we have this, if we succeed, we'll lose something. Instead of succeeding, gaining something, and the great relationships will live, okay? They will continue on. They will evolve with you, all right? And this fear can show up as procrastination. It can show up in, like, I have one client who's really good at not finishing things, great at starting things. So many different projects and businesses out there, but never quite finish anything. Might be a sign of fear of success if you're really good at starting things but never even finish things, okay? But then it also comes back and it brings in this limiting beliefs. I can't actually do this. I am not strong enough. I am not capable enough. There's so many different reasons for what that fear of success might be. So just start looking at that. It's like, one of my questions that I like to invite my clients to with that is, what have you decided would occur if you succeeded at this. And when you sit with that energy and that true vulnerability and look at that, that's when people go, I would lose my husband, I would lose my wife, I would lose my friends, I would lose who I am. Or some of the fear of success is like, oh my gosh, then I'm going to have to travel and be away from my family, or I'd have to get a lawyer or accountant because I have too much money. You know, it's really interesting, these things. And it's not always logical, because some people might be go, oh, why, you have too much money, you have to get an accountant. Some people, it scares the piss out of them, right? It's the responsibility. It's like, I have to have an accountant? What does that mean? I better keep my money small. Yeah, so fear of success. There's so many different ways. So just look at that. It's like, so there's one of my tips of how to get around this fear of success is, what have I decided would occur if I succeeded at this? Okay, and then you're going to get into some of those limiting beliefs. You're going to get into some of those roadblocks, and then you're going to go, oh, I'll get over that. And I can't stress enough education, because whenever I ask people like fear of success, and one of them is money comes up a lot, right? Too much responsibility with too much money. And I'm like, okay, well, what parts do you fear? And accountant or responsibility or tax or whatever. I'm like, well, look it up, learn it, get the information. Because here's one thing that I find very interesting about a lot of these roadblocks is we have this thing that we think scares us, and so we stop ourselves from doing it. But the second we finally learn about it, it's not as scary, right? Even that, like, you know, I'll ask people like, well, how much do you need a month to have your life run? Like, how much do you need to earn in a month to pay all your bills and do everything that you desire to do? And they're like, I don't know, I don't even want to look at it. And then they find out it's usually less than what they were expecting. Sometimes it's more, yeah. But when you educate yourself, it's like, if you're afraid of taxes, learn the tax code. And I don't mean you have to become an accountant, but check it out. Sometimes it's a less percentage than you think. But either way, you know, that was like, arm yourself with knowledge. Yeah. Once you get the knowledge, you're like, oh, it really goes in a long way to get rid of those fears. And, you know, for me, money was a specific one when I used to do a lot of traveling all over the world. And I had this irrational fear of looking like the dumb American, not knowing what the coins and bills and everything were in a different country. And so what did I do? I educated myself. Before I went to a new country, I would look online. Google's your friend. I would look online at their bills and their coins so I could get familiar with it, so that when I was buying a coffee at wherever in the world, I wasn't that silly American going, how much is this coin? I knew. It might take me a little minute, but I knew the coins. And so the education, the knowledge, it's not even education, I know that word scares some people, but the knowledge dismissed those fears. Okay. So it's like, when you ask yourself, what am I afraid? What have I decided would occur if I succeeded at this? And you get up some fears, educate yourself, learn about it, get the knowledge. It's amazing how that fear goes away. How many of us are stopping ourselves from having so much money because we don't know what we would do with that? Is the government going to come after us? You have enough money, the government's not going to come after you. It's kind of an amazing thing. And I see a lot of people not change their bodies because that out of control, or they've decided that they would be lusted after, or that something bad would happen. Educate yourself, get that knowledge, and it's amazing how that shifts and changes. Okay. All right. Last one in this. What is one way that we tend to stop ourselves? Because we try to be perfect. Anybody else? I'm raising both hands on this one because I have dynamically tried this one over my life, and I know a lot of you have too. Okay. This is the belief that anything less than perfect is unacceptable. Oh my gosh. you know what? We do not have enough time, even in the beginning, so a full hour for me to go on my soapbox about the concept and idea of perfect, because what is perfect? It doesn't actually exist. All of us are so unique. All of us are so amazing. All of us are so different and so beautiful in that uniqueness that there is no one image of perfect, yet we try to shove ourselves into it. The perfect life, the perfect being, the perfect body, the perfect achievement, right? And I know, one of my reasons that I've never published some of the books that are on my shelf, like waiting to be written by me still, is because they're not perfect. Frickin' publish them. You know what? Have you heard of an update? Have you heard of a version 2 of the manual or book or whatever it is? It's like striving for doing something you're proud of, admirable, absolutely. But don't strive to admire the perfection of them, is because it will never be there. You will never be there. Perfect is a lie. Okay? So please let go of the concept of perfect, because there is no perfect. I have not seen anybody do anything perfect. I've seen people do things beautifully, miraculously, dynamically, and it's unique each time, even if it's the same action. So please give up perfect. It doesn't exist. Okay. All right. Like I said, I'm not going to go on with that because I know I could, but I'm not going to. So we're going to go to our next commercial break. And please, my friends, if you are enjoying this, if it is contributing to you in any way, and you know of somebody else that it might contribute to, please consider going onto your favorite podcast platform that you're listening to this in, like iTunes or something like that, and give me a rating. 5-star would be great. But a rating and a review, maybe even make a comment and share it. These are little actions, like, oh, that little like, bing, it's a little action, but you know what? It goes a long way for a growing show like mine to reach more people, to help make those algorithms happy, so that when people think I'm in my, or people type in, I'm getting in my own way, you know, my show can come up and hopefully contribute to them as well. So if you have a moment, please do consider doing that. I would be so grateful. And yeah. And in the meantime, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle. And we're on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on The Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Oh, welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder, where today we are looking at those things that we do to get in our own way. Mwahaha. So I have a few tips here for getting out of your own way, and we've already really talked about a lot of them, so a lot of them is just going to be a recap. First one is identifying your limiting beliefs, and we talked about that. It's those things that we tell ourselves, like, I'm not good enough, I don't have the ability, I can't create this, people like me don't create this, I'm not allowed to create this. What are those limiting beliefs? Okay. Some people suggest writing them down if you want. I'm of two minds about this. Sometimes it's good to write it down and then erase it, right? Erase it, and so it no longer exists. It could be a good way of clearing the energy. But choose your favorite way to clear the energy and just shift beyond it and really look at, like, where is this belief coming from? A lot of them are learned in childhood. A lot of them are adopted from parents, friends, TV. Oh my gosh, our formative years are full of this kind of stuff, okay? So what are your limiting beliefs? Identify where they came from sometimes and just erase them. Erase, 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 okay? Next one, challenge and reframe. We've also hinted about this one. Once we've identified the beliefs and we go on with that, so it's like, what's an alternative, more empowering belief that you could adopt? And, you know, when we're kind of talking about that with earlier with the perfectionist thing of it, it's like, well, wait a minute. If I'm trying to be perfect, well, I'll never start. Yeah. How many of us don't ever want to start because we're trying to be perfect, right? So reframe it. If it's like, oh my gosh, I'm too old to start this, reframe it. I have so much experience that this will be easier for me, right? We can always reframe stuff. Next, cultivate self-compassion. This one should just be on the top of your to-do list every single day, okay? Be nice to yourself through anything. This is where I'm talking about with the no judging. Please be nice to yourself. Put this on the top to-do list of every single day. Like, if you have a to-do list right now, go in and duplicate it so it's number one on your list every day. Be nice to myself. It's going to get you a long way. And this is where I'm also talking about with that. If you're judging yourself through any of this, please stop. Because all that does is it pushes away the awareness. It pushes away the possibility. And it keeps you stuck. And that's not what we're doing. We're doing quite the opposite. We're getting out of our own way, not reinforcing the roadblocks that we put in our own way. Okay. And then stop trying to be perfect. You heard me talk a lot about that. Okay. Perfect is a lie. Be you and enjoy it. And here's what is, like, we often think one of the biggest ways to get in our own way is we often think that we have to sit down and do it all at one sitting. Sometimes that's not possible, right? So take one step, just one little step. Okay. Sometimes it is writing on the to-do list. Sometimes it's opening up that document. I gave this to a client one time. I'm like, okay, so I know you're trying to write this book. Open up a blank page and put your name on it and the title. Start there and then stop, move on to the next day. She's like, but shouldn't I sit there and keep writing? And I'm like, no, we're looking at one step, one moment of the day. The only thing you wanted to achieve today was opening up the doc, and you've done it. Congratulations. Now build on that energy tomorrow and write one sentence. And she wrote her whole book that way. It was amazing. She just kept adding on the next day. It was so much fun. Okay. Then we've talked about, do I have any parameters or ways that I'm allowing it or should allow it, thinking it should show up? Yeah. It's those parameter things again. Okay. So please look at this, my friends. Unfortunately, one of the things that stops us most often is us. We love to blame others, but more often than not, it's us. But don't judge yourself with it and just be vulnerable. True vulnerability is looking at it, being present with it, and not judging it. So when it's like, what else is possible, right? You need to see where the energy is and don't quit ever. And if you are getting in your own way, celebrate how powerful you are, because only you can stop you. But let's use that energy for something even better. All right. Next week, self-care tips for when you're in burnout. I know none of us in the world are having burnout. It's all, everything's easy peasy, right? Yeah. I'm going to do a whole hour of self-care tips for when you're burnout, which will fit with that putting on number one of your to-do list every day is be nice to yourself. It'll fit in perfectly. So please do turn in next week for that. But my friends, getting in your own way, it's so passe. It's so yesterday. There's so much more possible in the world, my friend. But when you're willing to see that and be vulnerable with it, you got this. You can have anything that you ask for. All right, my friends, thank you for joining me today. Make it a fun week, a happy week, a magic week, and be back next week. I will be. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.